Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
And now there are only four in David Braun's 11th-ranked South Soccer Queens, one of them in Class 3A, crowned regional champ Saturday at home, winning an upsetting 4th-ranked Castle 3-1 on penalty kicks after a scoreless 94 minutes of play and 8 PKs. That's 11 wins in a row now, 17-2-1. This postseason is just bordered on flat-out spectacular soccer.
I think it's been coming together. You know, they've just been playing better and better back there, keeping things simple and doing the little things play by play, and they're really growing up back there. So they just stayed locked in for 80 minutes, and backline played great. Cathedral knocked off Carmel, who was undefeated. Really solid team, so it can be more of the same.
That'll be in Columbus at 1 o'clock on Saturday for David's crew, the Southern Semi-State. Carmel was the defending state champion, by the way. Cathedral beat them over the weekend 2-1. On the IU beat yesterday, the IU women, they beat Michigan 1-0. They're 5-1-2 in the league. And the men topped Ohio State, picked up 3 key points. They're 3rd in a row, and now they sit in 4th in the league with 8 points, just 2 behind co-leaders Northwestern, Penn State, and Michigan State. Things are tight there for Coach Todd Screw.
Days on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So let's validate it. Signed, sealed, and delivered on a rain-soaked Friday night, the 13th of October, 2023. A first. A remarkable football accomplishment. A Bloomington North football team, 9-0. Conference Indiana outright champion, something that will long be cherished by the young men that played football for Scott Bless.
Well, it's definitely a great accomplishment, and you know, we talked about it on the field, have won a championship, and they became a championship team, not just because they're a collection of great players, but we have become a great football team in a lot of different ways. We've done a good job of understanding the flow of the game and how good teams pick each other up in all three phases of the game, and I'm just, you know, so proud of these players.
The Cougars of Scott Bless will host number 3, 8-1 South in 11 days as the 5A clubs statewide will have the week off. We won't. We'll be down in North Vernon with Edgewood, the Mustangs of Scott Fisher, and Jennings County in the 4A sectional opener, 6:30 in Choctaw. Chargers at home tonight against Dallas, 7:30 pregame here on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.